Pakistan's master singer, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, died of a heart attack over the weekend. He was 49. In this decade, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's voice had become familiar around the world on movie soundtracks and on the Grammy-nominated CD Night Songs. From London, NPR's Michael Goldfarb has this appreciation.
Once heard, it was a voice that could not be forgotten. The experience of watching Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan could not be forgotten either. Seated cross-legged on the stage, surrounded by a small group of singers and musicians, his hands would clap and whirl as if to summon the spirit, which emerged as music. The music was a reflection of his faith. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan was a Sufi, the most mystical branch of Islam. The songs he sang are called qawwalis, which means utterance. They were utterances of devotion to God, to Allah. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, born in 1948, came from a long line of qawwali singers. The family had been connected to music for six centuries. Nusrat's training was informal. His father and uncle passed on the tradition to him. Nusrat was quickly acknowledged as the greatest qawwali singer of his time. But the ultimate proof of the spiritual depth of his music was the fact that it was as popular in India as it was in Pakistan. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan died one day after the 50th anniversary of the partition of India. Pakistan and India, since that bloody birthday, have lived in a state of tension and occasional war. Today, both countries were united in their grief at his passing. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.